Thank you, Jan. Grateful for you reading today from Wilmington. Let's pray together. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was in college, I was required to take part in this 12-day backcountry wilderness camping trip in the Adirondack Mountains. The infamous end of this trip that everybody knew about was the solo. Each person was given a piece of rope, a tarp, lots of water, a whistle in their backpack, and we were sent off into the woods within a whistle's blow of our leaders. And there we were to set up camp as best we could and live there for 24 hours on our own, but without food. So I set out for my little plot of woods, and the first 12 hours were fine, if not a little boring. But having food wasn't that bad. But then the weather changed. A storm rolled in over the mountain, and soon these icy sheets of rain were barreling down. About 2 hours later, sometime in the middle of the night, one of the leaders came to find me curled up in a soaking sleeping bag, shivering, and just on the other edge of hypothermia. The conditions had gotten so bad, they were calling all of us back. I was bundled back into this covered shelter where I was given a dry sleeping bag that was filled with hot water bottles, given a lot to drink, and I slept for 12 more hours. I don't know that I was in any real danger, but I always will remember how my body felt. I couldn't think. I couldn't feel anything except this sort of dull numbness. I didn't even feel hungry anymore. It was like I wasn't really there. My body was just a blur. I replay that feeling, this sort of disconnection from my body against the backdrop of today's scripture. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned to the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all, and when they were over, he was famished. It is hard for me to imagine 40 days without food. And I wonder how Jesus felt as those days crept by, as his body grew weaker. 40 days is just about as far as you can go without starvation. And this is what happens in the process of starvation. Metabolism slows. The body cannot regulate its temperature. Kidney function is impaired and the immune system weakens. When the body uses its reserve to provide basic energy needs, it can no longer supply necessary nutrients to vital organs and tissues. The heart, lungs, testes shrink. Muscles shrink and people feel weak. Body temperature drops and people can feel chilled, irritable, and it becomes difficult to concentrate. Eventually, nothing is left for the body to scavenge except muscle. Thank you, WebMD. I want us to sit with this part of the story that begins the Lenten season, to stay present today to the body of Jesus. Because this is the great mystery of the incarnation. Jesus suffers as we suffer. His body is like our body. His pain is our pain. We hear about this in the Sermon to the Hebrews, the book our Sunday school class was studying this quarter. Thank you again to John Fry for taking up that task. We do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly tested in every way, but without sin. like us in all things. I wonder if you can sit for a moment in a time when you were aware of your body's frailty. Maybe a time when you were hungry or tired, when mental illness or addiction was at its fullest, beyond the range of ordinary pain or sickness or tiredness. I wonder if you can hold on to that moment. Because it's here that Jesus is approached by a tempter. And he's offered relief, a miraculous end to his hunger. Then he's offered power, a miraculous righting of a broken world through power over all the kingdoms and armies and nations of the world. Finally, the tempter offers Jesus the opportunity to put God to the test, to put him on the same level. And each time Jesus refuses. Three temptations: all the kingdoms of the world, the power to put God to the test, and a piece of bread. Seems like one of these things is not like the other ones. One of these things does not belong. Because it seems like bread is a pretty minor temptation compared to controlling every army and state house in the world. What is a sandwich compared to that? Except that Jesus is a person, a human made of flesh and blood and bones and guts, like us in all things. 40 days is a long time to be worn down, to be pummeled by hunger and loneliness. And when you are hungry, when you're really, really hungry, a piece of bread looks like 1,000 kingdoms. It's not weak or silly, it's human. This is what it means to have a body, to dwell in these holy, blessed, God-given bodies. We are people who need things, who weep and rejoice and suffer and hope. And we do it in bodies. Friends, it was 2 years ago this Sunday that we worshiped for the final time together before the world shut down, and our in-person church community with it 2 years ago. 2 years of losses, 2 years of kids in and out of school, 2 years of working from home, 2 years of pain, 2 years of unimaginable death and serious long-term illness, 2 years of canceled plans and postponed hopes, 2 years of no graduations and no funerals, no weddings and no parties. 2 years of separation and isolation from people we love and desperately need to see. 2 years of being afraid. And it just so happens that we are entering the season of Lent at the time we are marking this anniversary. We are entering Lent filled with loss and grief. We are entering Lent brimming with trauma and fear of these past 2 years. We each have been holding in so much. It's hard to know what the future holds, what is still before us, what we will face. And because of this, because of all of this that we're carrying, I can feel this anxiety in my body. And I'm reminded of those long, lonely days that Jesus spends in the wilderness, day after day, mustering the will to go on just a little bit longer. I wonder what it was like for Jesus to eat again for the first time after those 40 days. I can imagine it. Breaking off a warm piece of bread and dipping it in oil, the smell of yeast and cooked dough in the air, the feeling of chewing something again. But I also wonder if he had someone to tell how hard it was. I wonder if there were people who could help him hold the hunger and grief. In Matthew's version of the story, we learn that after the temptation, angels come and attend to Jesus. They take care of him. And during this season of Lent, we're going to take care of each other. We're going to minister to each other after this long season that we've been through. We're going to exhale and let go and pour out before us these losses and this pain, this holding in. During Lent, we're going to empty out some of that space before one another and God in hopes that we can be filled up with something else. And so each week you'll be offered a question. These questions will invite us to explore what we've been holding in. Each of you, as Brenda mentioned, has this little slip of paper. And it is amazing. I dissolved a piece in water. It was pretty incredible to see it go. And we wanted this special kind of paper because this pouring out doesn't get rid of what you've been holding in. It doesn't cancel out trauma and grief, but what it does is lets us carry it together. It makes it plain before us. It's something that we can see and we can know that we make space for. And so today I'd like you to spend some time sitting with this question. What if you lost control of this past year? What have you missed out on or lost in the past 2 years? These things don't have to be deep or they don't have to be especially pious. You might have missed out on a concert or a wedding that was really important to you, something that disrupted the patterns of joy that held your life together. You might have had to put off a job change, but a loved one might have died. What did you lose that left you hungry for connection and community and hope? If you didn't get a piece of paper or you're looking for something to write with, you can just raise your hand. And I think that Wick has volunteered. He's busy making bread pudding back there. But Stan, actually, could I get you to grab onto those pencils? If you need a pencil or something to write with, just raise your hand. You've got lots of those. Get Stan to bring this around. I think you could probably fill 100 pieces of paper like this with losses that you've had and disruptions to your life. But give yourself some space this morning to think about it, to remember. And when you're ready, you can come forward and place your piece of paper in this bowl. And we'll pour out together this grief and pain that we've been holding in. Jesus hungered for bread. And after 40 days, he was exhausted in near starvation. And because God took on a body, we don't bear any of that hunger alone. The God who is love, who created the universe in love, who created you with love, that God is also here, holding us and weeping with us. Through this body, we pour before God all that we carry, all that we've lost control of.